news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson. Thanks for joining us and happy National FFA Week. And why not celebrate with the official event app? Now available as part of the FFA Events app on iOS and Android, the FFA Week app includes schedules, also an FFA Week social media feed, planning resources, and much more. Now, if you download the app for the National FFA Convention and Expo, just tap the menu button and the home icon to select the FFA Week event. And also coming up this Tuesday, don't forget to mark your calendar and plan to join in the 24-hour celebration of support for Give FFA Day. Find tips and tools at ffa.org/giveffaday to help spread the word. And now we head to Central Kansas. That's where Eagle Community Television gives us an inside look at how the Marion and Hillsboro High School FFA chapters are spending their FFA week.
Hi, my name is Peyton Enzi. I am the current FFA president and have been in FFA for 4 years now. And one thing that I participate in with FFA Week is I help my grandparents on our 2,000-acre ranch, and that's part of my SAE, or Supervised Agricultural Experience. And I help from anything from feeding the cattle right now, taking care of them, carrying calves inside when it gets too cold, to during the summer I help with baling hay and moving it all. And I really enjoy helping out there, and it helps me with my work ethic and get to make a little money while doing it. So that's always a good thing.
Hi, I'm McKelly Stoyer, Marion Florence FFA's chapter reporter. One of our main fundraising events is the annual work auction. This consists of all our members being auctioned off for an 8-hour workday. Not only will members be auctioned off, but there will also be items auctioned off, but donated by local businesses.
Hi, my name is Gracie Mackey, and I serve as the Marion Florence FFA Chapter Secretary. During National FFA Week, we have dress-up days, where you're allowed to wear hats, camo, and dress up like a farmer. On Friday, we have our traditional wear blue and gold FFA apparel.
Hi, I'm Lane Watkins. I'm a junior. I've been in FFA for 3 years. This is my first year as an officer. I'm the parliamentarian. On National FFA Week, on Thursday, it's the work auction, and we have a meal of pulled pork. And then after the meal, all FFA members are work auctioned off to go and provide 8 hours of free labor to whoever buys them. And the money goes to the FFA. And local businesses donate items to auction off. And the money from those items are also donated to the FFA.
Hi, I'm Cassie Meyer, and I am the Marion Florence FFA Vice President. I have been in FFA for 4 years and a chapter officer for 3 years. One unique opportunity presented to Marion Florence FFA members is a Day on the Hill. A Day on the Hill is an event sponsored in Topeka in which the Marion Florence FFA officers get to travel to the Capitol building. We get to advocate for FFA to our state legislators. It is an amazing day and very eye-opening for everyone involved. If you're in Topeka on that day, feel free to stop by and learn more about FFA.
My name is Colton Boudreau. I am the treasurer for the Marion County FFA. This is my third year in FFA, and I'm a junior. So with this week, we are holding a Ag Olympics for the middle school on Wednesday. And the events are, there's a goat milking, there's an obstacle course, and that's just a few. And we do the same for the high school, I believe, on Thursday. And except with goat milking, it is milk chug for the high schoolers.
I'm Grant Evans with the Hillsboro FFA chapter. We are hosting the Red Cross Blood Drive.
I'm Abby Fiovo, Vice President of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. FFA members invite all USD 410 staff members to breakfast in the Ag Shop.
My name is Kaylee Funk, Secretary of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. We will be hosting our annual community pancake feed. We will serve all-you-can-eat pancakes with sausage and drink from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Hillsboro High School Commons.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne Funk, and I am historian of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. FFA members are joining the alumni group in fun afternoon of paintballing. This will be a time for members to get to know the alumni members. The challenge is on who will get the most decorated.
I'm Lily Thuvenel, reporter of the Hillsboro FFA chapter. The FFA chapter members are driving their farm implements to school and hosting a cake raffle at the basketball game.
Stay tuned. We're off to the Hawkeye State next on FFA Today.
Hi, I'm Chris Young. I wanted to let you know that FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of members by transforming purpose to action. Through their voices, we learn the importance of agricultural education. And I'd like to wish all FFA members a happy FFA week.
Hey, I'm Cole Swindell, and I want to say how proud I am of all the FFA members making a positive difference in the future of agriculture, America's number one industry. So to all the FFA members, have a happy FFA week, and I appreciate all your support.
Guess what week it is? It's FFA week, y'all.
Since 1947, we've been celebrating FFA week over George Washington's birthday to commemorate the legacy he left in agriculture and in the United States.
As we celebrate FFA week through school-wide assemblies, agricultural Olympics games, and middle school agriculture awareness programs, let's remember to transform purpose to action.
And while you're at it, don't forget to post on social media using hashtag FFA week and have some fun while you're doing it.
Happy FFA week.
Hey, it's me, Mike Grove, here with an important message. Happy FFA week.
Hey, FFA, this is Justin Moore. Agriculture is important to us all, whether you're in the big city or small town USA. FFA is important to our future, and I'm proud to support you. Have a happy National FFA Week.
Welcome back to the show. And now we meet the students of the Cascade FFA chapter in Iowa as the Iowa FFA Association brings us a peek inside their chapter, individual SAE projects, and what drives them to succeed in the organization.
I'm Ray Martin, and I'm part of the Cascade FFA.
I'm Jared Conley.
And I'm Joel Conley.
I'm Maddie Supel.
I'm Cade Roush.
I'm Lauren Conley.
I'm Adam Napper. I'm a freshman at Cascade FFA.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Birkfeld.
I'm Willie Lynch.
I'm Ty Kelchin.
Hello. I'm Charles Bruns from the Cascade FFA in Cascade, Iowa.
My name's Mike Trump.
Hello, I'm Wyatt Lynch.
And I'm Brady Gale.
Michael Dressler.
Nathan Napper.
I'm Michael Dressler.
And I'm Nathan Napper.
Hi, I'm Shannon Morris.
And I'm Emily Trump.
And I'm Autumn Cook.
I'm Nolan Frazier from the Cascade FFA chapter.
My family runs a beef cattle operation by Bernard, and I always knew I thought that'd be a good SAE to be involved with beef cattle. So, in exchange for work on the farm, my dad gave me 3 beef cattle, and then we bred them and they had their calves, and we sold the calves. Because the beef industry is a big part of feeding America, and that's a really important industry to our state and to our country.
And my SAE is I work at CLH Repair, and it's a diesel mechanic shop that works on semis and trailers. Well, figuring out how to overall engines was kind of a struggle, but then once you get to know it, it's easy.
For ag class, for our chicken project, we raised 250 chickens to start out with, and we raised them as freshmen so that we could pay our fees and get our coats and stuff. We also topped off waters, made sure all the birds were fine when we were getting ready to bag the chickens, making sure all the birds are healthy. We had a couple die.
When we butchered the chickens, it was really gross.
It was kind of weird because, like, I didn't know what to expect. But then, I don't know, after a while, I just got used to, like, doing it. Well, we got them through Wayne Feeds, the company here in Cascade.
It was pretty cool. So, like, the juniors had the class before us, and they hid them around the school. We had to go find them, and that was pretty fun.
My brother, he was an officer, an FFA officer, and he won the hand grain show, and my sister won 2 times. She was secretary. I strive to, like, work up to that, just try to do the best I can, because they always did good. I think it was a really big accomplishment. A bunch of people just supported me.
We have a hand grain show that we do annually, about in the beginning of November, and we have, like, all the FFA members bring in a bunch of crops, so, like, ear corn and then different silages and shelled corns and beans and oats. And we will also invite local agronomists in, and they will judge each of the entries that the members brought in. And then that night, we will have a supper and then a FFA meeting where we announce all the results.
I was chairman of the hand grain show, which is our series as a November meeting. The freshmen get their green hand degrees, sophomores get their chapter degrees, and we get rewarded for our fruit sales.
I participate in the summer mowing, which is throughout the whole summer. We mow 1 cemetery and then 3 different substations throughout the summer. Getting to know more people through these activities, getting to know, like, experience the community and who all is out there.
I helped a lot on the food stands.
We do baseball games, and then we have little ones like Trunk or Treat, which is over at the Cascade Elementary. Grill out and help them out also. We do like little other food stands for other people too.
My SAE is working up at White Front Feed and Seed in Cascade. I usually power wash the cage tanks, trucks, help work on semis and whatnot, deliver fertilizer and everything to customers. White Front basically is a feed and fertilizer company, but I usually use pickup trucks to deliver fertilizer carts and pallets of chemical to customers.
And my SAE is working with On Trump Farms. We have 1,700 sows that we farrow and finish. And we also have 2,200 acres of cropland. And I'm also a co-owner of 100 sows with three of my older brothers.
So we own a forage chopper. So we do hay oats, rye, corn silage throughout the year. And we've been growing our business over the years, and we chopped 1,500 acres this year. I started my beef my freshman year. I had four, and then I grew up to 12, and I want to get more involved in beef.
So I raise 15 sows, and the piglets that I get from them, I sell to 4-H members that they can show them at the county fairs. The biggest takeaway I guess I've gotten from it is probably learning when the best time to breed is and how to properly vaccinate and wean pigs.
Okay, the test plug I started back in like the 1980s when they first got their FFA advisor here. It used to be one test plot out by McDermott Oil, and now we had two test plots. One was a subdivision that they built houses on last year, and then now we got the FFA test plot up by the football field.
We do a bean corn rotation, so it'll be every other year.
My biggest takeaway is trying to like plan it out to like when you want to plant it, when you want to rip it up, when you want to put fertilizer down.
My biggest takeaway was probably the yield checks that we do on them. I never really knew how to do a yield check on corn until this year.
My favorite part about being in FFA is being able to show our whole town that we can be leaders too.
My favorite part of FFA is probably just like Chan's, but our community is like such a tight-knit community, and so us being able to go out into the community and help out and, like Shannon said, be leaders, like our community sees us as the helpers, and so we're always there to help out.
I look up to our advisor, Ms. McQuillan. She works before and after school to make sure everything is right. We do food stands, mowing, our hand grain show, the banquet, and she's always on top of things. She wants us to be the best we can.
So mine's more of a placement SAE. Me and my dad run a custom baling business. Well, I was pretty young when Dad started it, but it just kind of worked out. We always had a hired man, and I was probably 6th or 7th grade when he kind of said he wasn't going to be able to come back, and I was just old enough to be able to start running the other baler. So it just kind of worked out and kind of get into my SAE, I guess.
What a pleasure to meet all of those students. Now don't go anywhere. Hear how one chapter made sure that love was in the air for Valentine's Day. That's just ahead on Rural Radio.
We wear the blue jacket.
We strengthen American agriculture.
We build healthy local communities.
We achieve academic and personal growth.
We believe in a strong nation and a sustainable world.
We are FFA. Join, volunteer, and support our mission at FFA.org. Happy National FFA Week.
Agriculture is all around us, and it's a tradition that I'm proud to be part of. Hey, y'all, this is Dirk Spentley. I just want to say a big thanks to all the supporters of agriculture out there and all the FFA supporters. Have a happy FFA Week.
Hi, I'm Courtney, your National FFA Secretary.
And I'm Lyle, your National Western Region Vice President. And I would like to take the opportunity to remind everyone to mark your calendars for February 25th, which is Give FFA Day.
Give FFA Day is one day during our National FFA Week where we invite all members of the FFA family nationwide to stand and be recognized as supporters of FFA and our mission.
So join us and be counted as a supporter of FFA.
Happy Give FFA Day!
Hello everyone, I'm Krista Harden, wishing you a happy National FFA Week. FFA members represent the future of agriculture. And let me say, the future has never looked brighter. FFA positively influences young people throughout the nation by developing character and leadership skills and preparing them to be civic leaders. We are inspired by the leadership you show by going all out for agriculture within your classrooms, your communities, and beyond. Thank you for all that you do to help build the next generation of agriculture leaders. And again, happy National FFA Week.
Hey, what's happening, guys? I'm Kip Moore, and I'd like to thank the hardworking men and women working on farms and in agriculture. I want to give a special thanks to the FFA members that use their voice to speak out about how important the industry is. Thanks for all the hard work you guys do. Happy National FFA Week.
And thanks for tuning in. Finally, today we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income Podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to Callie Neely of the Junior-Senior High School FFA in Grayville, Illinois. She helped pull together a romantic Valentine's Day fundraiser, which benefited not only her chapter, but also the community. Callie, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how long have you been an FFA member?
Since my freshman year, so it'll be 2 years.
So you are a junior now or ending your sophomore year?
Ending my sophomore year.
All right. And Grayville is located where? What town, what state?
We're in Illinois. It's a really small, pretty small town, so not many people know about it.
I understand that there was a dinner that your chapter put on for Valentine's Day, the night of Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about that. Where did that idea come from?
We needed an idea for a fundraiser, and our advisor offered, came up with the idea of a Valentine's Day dinner. And we really liked the idea, and we just jumped on it and started planning it.
Now, was this the first year that you've had this dinner?
Yes.
So tell me how it worked. Could anybody from the community come? Was it just people in your high school? I mean, who was invited to this dinner?
Anybody from the community. We were all given tickets to sell in advance, and they could buy them at the door. And so you could sell to your family outside of your town, or just your inside family, and kids from the high school were invited to.
Okay. And what did you serve for dinner?
We had spaghetti, green beans, salad, Alfredo, and garlic knots.
All right. How about dessert? Was there a Valentine's dessert?
We had a bunch of sheet cakes.
So spaghetti, is that a traditional Valentine's dish? I've actually never thought about this, if there's actually a traditional Valentine's dish.
I don't really think there is a traditional dish. I think it was just the easiest, and it cost the less for us to make.
So you came up with this idea. When did your chapter begin planning it?
I think a month and a half ago, probably.
And then what is your title and your position in helping to organize this event?
I was a hostess, so when people would come in the door, they would check in with me, and then I'd go seat them at their table.
Okay, so it was fancy. People came in, they got seated, and did they get waited on as well?
Yes, they did.
And was everybody that was working at this event, were they all FFA members, or were there people from outside of your chapter?
They were all FFA members.
Did members cook the meals, or did you have the spaghetti, I guess, catered, and then you served it?
We cooked everything, and then we served it.
Very good. Now, what is your title there at your chapter?
I am the chair of the executive committee.
Very good. So what does that mean? What do you do on the executive committee?
We have, committee meetings every 2 weeks or so, and I basically just conduct the meeting and get all the information down for, events we're planning or, things happening around the school.
Now, how was the executive committee involved in the planning or the creation or the implementation of this particular fundraiser?
We dealt with a lot of buying supplies and getting everything organized for this specific fundraiser, just having everything in a set out plan.
Now, tell me about the fundraiser in and of itself. What did it cost people to come and have this meal?
So we had three different prices for tickets. So you had a child's ticket, which was $7, and then a singles ticket was $15, and a couple's ticket was $25. And it was all you can eat, and we also provided childcare.
Very good. You know, it's a really interesting idea because I don't know about you, but for myself and my wife, when we try to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day, it's almost impossible. So for your chapter to provide a place for people to go with it, it's not just jammed packed with people going out to dinner. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
So had you ever worked as a hostess and seated people in kind of a restaurant atmosphere before?
No, I have not, but it was a really good experience, and I learned a lot from it.
And were you able to sell all of the tickets that you needed to sell for the fundraiser?
It was a really good experience, and we learned a lot from it, and we're hoping to get it bigger next year.
Yeah, this was your first year, so you've probably learned a lot, and you'll be able to improve upon that going forward to next year.
Yeah.
And how did you get the word out to the community that you were having this dinner for Valentine's Day?
We made flyers and put them up around town, and then at City Hall, they have a big, like, electronic poster thing that, like, scans messages across it, and they put it up there for us as well.
Oh, good. So your City Hall has an electronic sign, and they can program in different different messages. Very good. And so what is the money that you were able to raise through the fundraiser? What will it be used for?
The money will probably be used for just things around and activities we're going to and contests to pay for the cost of those.
Now, did you and your fellow chapter members, did you have to decorate the area where you held the dinner?
Yes, we decorated it, and with Valentine's decorations.
Do you consider yourself an artistic person?
Sometimes.
So how were your art skills used and implemented for decorating this area?
We made a bunch of, like, we cut out a bunch of hearts and put them on the tables that were, like, small, like, almost confetti, but we made them. And that was about all the artistic skill that went into it.
Very good. Well, so looking forward to next year, what do you think you'll do next year to improve upon what you've started?
I think we'll try to get the word spread more and earlier and get more people there.
Well, so tell me, Kelly, why did you join the FFA? Why did you want to be an FFA member?
Honestly, I came into freshman year and it was a required class. And I just really liked it. And my teacher really put me out there and made me do things that I wouldn't have never done without joining the FFA.
Had you been involved in agriculture or farming or anything like that prior to taking that class?
No, I have not.
So what are you thinking now as you are involved in FFA? Obviously, you're being exposed to agriculture and things like that. Is it something that's growing on you? Is it something that interests you now?
I like learning about it. It is a new interest that has come to me now.
Well, do you think there was any, romance? Were there, you know, did you see like any married couples or something like that really enjoying Valentine's Day at your event?
I think it was a lot of the older couples that really enjoyed it.
Yeah, probably nice for them to get out of the house and have some nice young men and women serving them and treating them to the nice evening. And was it held in a gym, or what kind of facility did you use to have the dinner?
We had it in a cafeteria.
Well, so how many people live there in your community in Grayville?
Around 1,100, I think.
Okay, so small town. So really a community event to get people out, and probably a lot of people seeing each other that hadn't seen each other in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice break, isn't it? I mean, it's winter time. People have been kind of indoors, staying home, and then all of a sudden there's this event, and they get to reminisce and bump into neighbors they haven't seen in a while. Did you see anything happening like that?
Yeah, I saw a couple of couples that interacted with each other, had conversations.
So do you think you'll be an event planner in the future? Is this something that you did and you went, okay, I want to continue doing this?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It made me feel like powerful almost, and I enjoyed planning the event.
Very good. Well, Callie, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you very much for what you did. I think it was a great idea for a fundraiser, and I'm sure it'll inspire other chapters around the nation to do the same.
Thank you.
What a great idea for a fundraiser, and we certainly wish her the best of luck as she looks forward to planning for next year's event. So that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, let us know. Shoot us an email at FFAtoday@FFA.org or give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.